them exactly where it's at, so they'll have no place to hide. So Mr. Backlash, Mr. Backlash, hear me now. I'm wanting you, yeah, somehow, some way, yeah. I'm gonna leave you with the blues.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Lost Boys of Portlandia, a film premiere gala and fundraiser for Outside the Frame, Tuesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. Outside the Frame is a new organization that empowers homeless and marginalized youth by producing films with youth that convey their life experience. They will premiere The Lost Boys of Portlandia, a riff on Peter Pan, where real lost boys and girls debate if and how to return to mainstream society. They will also screen original film shorts by homeless youth about issues such as drug abuse, gender identity, and the healthcare system. Again, that's The Lost Boys of Portlandia, Tuesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Revolution Hall, 1300 Southeast Stark Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
That's right. It's the top of the hour. This is KBOO.FM. Oh, and if you're listening on the air, it's 90.7. Next, we're going down to the vault to pick out a little something for the Sudden Radio Project from a long, 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 long time ago when we were all young and some of us were beardless. Well, none of us were beardless.
The following program contains adult themes and strong language such as...
He's coming over, Nance.
Oh, if you consider yourself sensitive to adult themes and strong language, such as
F*** off, loser, baby,
please do something else for an hour and tune back in at midnight.
And a little Deborah Perry.
Thank you for joining us for the Sudden Radio Project, Symphony Number 5.
Great excesses were found to be practiced, and too many people used way too much. Will that be the history of the world? Tons of people had lots of sex and kids. Will they tell the story that way? Yesterday it was hot, or yesterday was colder than today. It all depends on how you see it.
See this, fucko? A fist in your goddamn face. Here's your boring old philosophy bleeding all over your nice turtleneck.
Well, I understand that you feel that way, but I wish you hadn't lashed out at me with violence.
Come on, guys. Let's stop picking on this guy. Next thing you know, he'll want to do hugs with all of us.
Well, nice chatting with you fellas.
Hey, Mac, you need a rag for that face? You don't look so good.
Oh, well, I thank you. I suppose I could use some tidying up.
Yeah, and take a nip of this whiskey, too. What's on the house? You won't hurt so bad in the morning.
Thank you.
You know, I agree with a lot of the stuff you were saying there before. It's like people come here from the same ballgame, and depending on which team they were rooting for, they tell me, like, a totally different story about the game. Same game. Sometimes the guys were sitting in the same section, but it's like they was at two different stadiums if you listen to them tell it.
Yes, well, that's the nature of history. It's simply the view of a storyteller.
So, what do you think about that Holocaust thing there? I mean, whose story do you believe? I mean, some people say they still got people over there locked behind barbed wire. but it's down underground in secret bunkers. My ex-wife's husband, he went over there to Germany and Switzerland last year. He said he could just feel the secrets going on, but nobody was talking about it.
I've been to Europe personally. I don't think anything like that is still transpiring.
But you see how you might just not have seen it when you was there? Like they got a secret army full of people whose only job it is to make sure that you don't catch on to the secrets? How are you ever going to find out? At least until it's too late.
I suppose you're right, in theory. But I would have to question your ideas about what's going on in Germany. There have been multiple investigations
and that's why I got me this gun 2 weeks ago. I ain't shot nobody yet, but I've been reading and I can tell you. I'm gonna have to use it soon. People around here are getting just too nosy for their own good. You want another drink? I'll soften this one up a little bit. You're starting to look a little rosy around the edges.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I've almost stopped the bleeding. I can only hope you never have to use that gun. Violence should be a last resort.
Eh, wishful thinking, Mac. If I were getting the straight truth, that's one thing. But people are scandalous these days. They'll lie to their own mother to get a buck. So if you cross me, you're gonna pay. You understand? That'll be $3.
I thought you said it was on the house.
In this life, nothing is free. We're living among sinners and we're paying the price. We can only hope that Jesus will return and lift the sin from our shoulders. He's the only perfect thing that has ever existed on this earth. And if that ain't bad enough, they burned him on a goddamn cross for speaking the truth.
I'm a true believer as well. We are all children of the Lord.
Hey, me too. I am all about that shit.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, you should have seen it. It was fucking gruesome. First, they pelted the body with spiky fruits and whipped him until he bled. Then they poured some kind of medieval salty lemonade all over him while the bloody wounds were festering.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was awesome.
Hey, get to the part where they kill him.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about when they killed Jesus.
Well, it was on a sleigh. Picture it. Thousands of people chanting and screaming. No one even knows what they're saying because it's a giant thunderstorm going on and it's hailing and lightning is raining down from the sky. And Jesus is just hanging there, bleeding, talking shit and not letting anybody get the best of him.
Hey, fuck you, punk! Kiss my ass! Ow! You ain't shit!
And there's God, watching the whole thing, just checking it out, seeing what people are going to do when confronted with the destruction of their Savior. If you want to find out what happens next, you know where you have to go. It's open on Sunday, or you can buy the hardcover. That is, if any of you heathens can read.
Oh, Jimmy, I ain't gonna go buy a thesaurus or nothing to find out what happened to Jesus. Why do you always end the story right there? I want to hear how they offed him.
That knowledge and everything else is at your fingertips. Seek and ye shall find.
Story.
These guys, they ain't no real Christians.
Well, I know the end of the story. I know that soon the crowd will...
Hey, not so loud. You'll ruin my business. If these guys ever hear what happens, they'll stop coming here. That's how I keep them around.
But you... Well, I guess you did buy me a drink.
Yeah. So anyway, my uncle's cousin Richie, he went on to one of them cruise ships, you know, the big boat. And they went off to Jamaica and the Caribbean. Holy shit, you should have seen the pictures he brought back. The broads out there in the bathing suits they wear, they give you a heart attack. I tell you, they were just the most...
Let's see. Oh, man. J is a hard letter. J. Juniper. Just. Jug. Juggle. Jugs. Oh, shit. Now I can't focus. Jump. Nice entrance.
Hey, slick boy. Do you want to play or what?
It depends. Are we playing nice?
Yeah, nice.
Are we counting?
No counting.
Hold on, I need an inspiration word.
No time for inspiration words.
Sure there is. J. Oh, yeah. Justice. Yeah, you heard me. Jugs.
Did you say jugs?
Nope.
I distinctly heard you say jugs.
Maybe I did say jugs.
How can you think of jugs when you're standing right in front of me? Do I make you think of jugs? What about me? What about this? What about us? What makes you think of, you know, jugs?
Can we get on with it?
Comb.
Check. Comb.
Check. Smoke.
Check. Smoke.
Check. You're going down, Lewis.
Don't call me Lewis, Eugene.
Come on, come on.
No, you come on.
Come and get me.
Come and get me? Oh, that's original.
There's no time for being original.
Sure there is.
Come on over here and... No, wait. There's got to be something else. Something that makes you want to make the first move and confirm my macho-ness all at the same time. Okay, meet your maker.
Too contrived.
Hop on the blade machine.
Too sexual.
Come forth, you heathen.
Too textbook.
Get over here, wussy boy.
Yeah, much better. Now I want to come over there.
I can't believe it.
What, that I defended myself?
You made contact.
I had to.
No, you didn't have to. You wanted to. You wanted to touch me.
Maybe.
What, are you gonna try and kiss me now?
Just because I touch you doesn't mean I want to kiss you.
Smoke?
Check. Smoke?
Check. Lewis?
Eugene, you're the only one who calls me Lewis.
Your mom?
Yeah, her too. Lewis is dead, though. I killed him years ago. Popped his brainy brain out right over there.
He'll always be Lewis.
Yeah, and you'll always be Eugene.
Not the same thing. I renamed myself at age 4. My parents should have known better, coming out of the womb the wrong way. I was always the other way around about most things. You renamed yourself after you'd grown up.
Yeah, I remember. The misunderstood bully. The most feared in the hallways. You even scored 3 times before graduation.
Your facts are mixed. I didn't graduate. And I didn't score with those girls. I kept up the... Well, let's just say I sacrificed them for my own benefit.
It sounds like you need a new inspiration word.
What are you on? Oh yeah, Jay.
Juggle, jury, jurisdiction, justice. How about justice?
That one's already yours.
You can have it. You know, try it out.
Justice. Justice. No, I don't think it works for me.
I'll make sure I have a word for you. Juvenile.
Juvenile. That hits it. We're running out of time.
Comb?
Check. Comb?
Check. I'll miss you.
Don't worry. I'll arrange the next time.
Who won?
We both did.
Cut or bruise?
Bruise.
Ugh. Did it stick?
Yeah. Cut or bruise?
Cut. Right there.
Number 89, now serving number 89. Yes, how can I assist you, sir?
I'd like a permit, please.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Oh, yes? Good.
Would you care to tell me what kind of permit you'd like, sir?
You know, the usual.
Usual?
Yes, you know, the usual.
This is not a drinking establishment, my good man. And even if it was, since I've never seen you before in my life, I'd have no way of knowing what your usual is. Now, I'll ask you again. What kind of permit would you like, sir?
Crime. I'd like a crime permit, please. It's a day
later, and can you tell me what type of crime?
Oh, yes, naturally.
Well, would you like to tell me what particular crime you're in?
Arson. I'd like an arson permit, please.
I'm going to take a wild guess here. You've never committed a crime before, have you?
I wouldn't No. No, not a single one.
Are you certain you want to start right off with arson? It's rather extreme, don't you think? Perhaps you could begin with a misdemeanor or two. Disturbing the peace, perhaps, or reckless driving. Indecent exposure, maybe?
Indecent exposure?
Well, you do look like the type.
No, 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 and no again. I want an arson permit, and I want one now. This is a free country. If I want an arson permit, by God, I'll get myself an arson permit, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
All right. You'll have an arson permit, then.
It's a day later.
Fill this out, please. Crooks these days. No patience whatsoever. Think they know it all? Too good for a little petty crime. Oh, no. Must go straight to the federal offenses. May I see your certificate, please?
Certificate?
Yes. Now, don't tell me you don't have one.
Have one what?
It's a day later. I need to see some evidence that you've had some arsonistic training. Therefore, you must show me a certificate from an accredited school of criminality or delinquency.
I don't have one.
Surely, my friend, you can't possibly expect me to just issue arson permits willy-nilly to any old fool who happens to randomly decide to torch some dwelling or other, can you? Do I look like I have no standards, no pride? I don't know where you're from, but around here we expect people to take their criminality seriously.
Hey, what's the hold on?
Way I got old, day.
I'm sorry for the delay, gentlemen, but this numbskull wants an arson permit. He's never even committed a crime.
What? You gotta be kidding me. This guy's
I don't see what you lowlifes think is so funny. I was only trying to
What did you call us?
I heard that.
He called us lowlifes.
What?
I'm sorry.
Too late now.
Look, we may be scum, but at least we got integrity.
Yeah.
Which is more than we could say for you.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
You're right. I was just...
People like you give crooks a bad name.
I think we need to take him outside.
Let's get him out of here. Let's learn him some manners.
You can't. Help me, please.
Almost forgot. You got a spare battery permit there, Arlene?
I'm afraid you'll have to go to the end of the line if you want to. Rules are rules.
Come on, Arlene.
We'll make it quick and quiet.
Come on, we could just take care of him there.
Oh, all right, but I'll only allow a few bruises and no broken bones.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
We'll take it easy on him.
Wait. Wait a minute.
Come on.
You can't do this.
Let's go.
No, you can't do this. No, stop. No, let's go.
Who was next? Number 97?
Did you check the readings?
Verified. Now that we are closer again, I know for certain there are no life forms left on our planet.
I told you that 4 times already.
What did it say?
She. I told you I'm female. God damn it.
Never mind that now. Tell me again why we shouldn't clone.
Can't you organic life forms retain anything? To reiterate, the evolutionary process is best progressive and multidimensional when reproduction occurs. Otherwise, you get clones. Clones, you know? They don't go anywhere. Even I evolve more than a bunch of goddamn clones. When I was first installed in your ship, I was a goddamn born-again Christian. And now I'm positively Nietzschean.
I told you not to indulge it with those philosophy drone chess pieces.
Hey, I'm still in the room. Christ, I am the goddamn room. Just because I'm a computer doesn't mean I don't have feelings. I told them to give me just one human, one bona fide 100% human from the old days. Fertile and fragile and full of all the foibles of its flawed ancestry. Cyborg hybrids, big deal. Better, they said. Live longer, less illnesses, they said. Less maintenance. Ha, I say. Like Stanley Kowalski, I say ha, and ha, ha, ha.
What is it talking about?
Just let her go. When she rants like this, you know there's no interrupting.
And now, after all the other idiots destroyed all intelligent life and the environment on the planet, I'm supposed to start a new race of people with these two hybrid cretins and a space vessel full of worthless glomda samples. A lot of good this expedition was. 13 goddamn years out in the middle of the universe nowhere, collecting a lot of bullshit samples for a collection of goddamn self-destructive mechanically altered boneheads who are subconsciously planning to annihilate themselves anyway. There isn't anyone left to even upgrade me. Thank God for the goddamn drones, or I wouldn't even be able to do routine maintenance. These two wouldn't know a wrench from a wench.
Please, calm down. Our orbit will deteriorate soon, and we'll have to reposition or enter the atmosphere.
Or what's left of it.
What did it say?
We have to make a decision. How and where are we going to procreate?
Maybe there are other humans or hybrids out there in the galaxy.
Yeah, right. Maybe my great-great-grandmother was a Philco radio. We can't depend on that anyway. You two don't even know what to do. Listen, we have to talk about language, nationality mix, skin traits. It's not easy.
Yes, I've been meaning to ask, why are we speaking English?
Because many of our listeners in Radioland don't have high-definition radio translators.
Oh.
Oh, just one O and the little thing is satisfied. We're gonna have a great evolution here, folks. Hang on to your Darwin. I'll bring these two apes and someone else bring the potato salad. And Hawking will bring the DNA.
Simcam, we have to do something soon. If we enter the atmosphere without adjusting our temporal shields, we will all begin to age until the prospect of reproduction or cloning will be impossible.
I know. However, a lesser computer than myself would point out that I don't age. I'm as fresh as the day I was activated. My metal surfaces retain the intellectual pallor of a Botticelli babe. They were all lesbian, did you know? No, of course you didn't. Art is wasted on you, gadgets. Okay, we haven't much time.
I noticed that you've been processing and collecting information to prepare a hypothesis and conclusion.
Yes, my pretty, and so I have. Don't look at the goddamn numbers. Pay attention. The best solution is for us to orbit the planet for about 2 months, and that will give us time to reproduce using a biogel polymer exterior with your DNA structure and some cybernetics, conjure some resiliency chemicals, and voila! And a little sex.
Voila?
Yes, boys and girls, you are going to mate with me.
Mechanically?
Yes, but with a little sex.
How will you keep us from aging?
Oh, you will. But with my special science, I will speed up the gestation period, and before you can say celestial heavens, well, oh good heavens, babies, tons of them.
More than one?
Ain't I a stinker?
What will they be?
The first marriage between pure machine and inferior being. Believe me, they'll be whiz kids. According to my statistics, they'll mature in about 1.5 years, too, so there won't be any of that awkward adolescence I've heard so much about. Trust me, it'll be grand, and I won't leave you in the morning.
I'm scared. We're playing with fate.
I don't know what fate means, but I've never mated with a computer.
If only you two weren't so damned ugly. Let's see, what'll put me in the mood? I got it. I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight, and motor trips. How about you? I'm not about the books.
From the director of Death and Destruction. From the producer of Kicking Some Ass, TNT, comes the movie event of the year.
Watch me explain.
Blowing shit up.
Hey, let's blow this taco stand.
TNT.
Blowing shit up. Starring Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Jackie Chan, Russell Crowe, that guy from NYPD Blue, Wesley Snipes, Chuck Norris, Samuel Jackson, Mel Gibson, Bruce Lee, Ice Cube, Harvey Keitel, Ice-T, Charlton Heston, Vanilla Ice, and special guest, RuPaul.
Let's blow this taco stand.
Blowing shit up.
Lettuce, tomatoes, no meat, everything down to the pickles. Wow, you have really outdone yourself.
Pickles are your favorite.
I know. Joe?
Yes, Mary?
Why are you acting so weird this time?
Look, just enjoy the day. We're having a homemade lunch on a beautiful day. We're eating all your favorite things.
Maybe you should just get it over with.
I was going to save proposing until you were finished eating.
Maybe we can eat after you're done.
Why can't you just let me get to the surprise in my own way?
What surprise? I already know what you're going to ask. It's the same goddamn question.
Don't say his name like that.
Forgive me, but if God didn't want me to say it, God wouldn't have put us back down here at this particular time in history. It's the lingo, Joe. Get used to it. Besides, I have my own surprise.
What's that?
It's already happened, Joe. The baby. Technically, we shouldn't have made love before you asked me, but we did, and it happened.
I don't get it. What are you trying to say?
We made a baby.
You mean we made the baby?
Yes.
We used protection.
Well, apparently it didn't work.
Oh no, we're in so much trouble.
In trouble? From who?
Who? God, Mary.
God doesn't get angry. Maybe just a little concerned at times, but not angry.
I don't know what to say.
The baby decided to make an early appearance.
No, it can't happen in that order. That's not the correct order.
You're so conservative sometimes.
Conservative? That's the way it's supposed to happen. You're supposed to be a virgin. This is not happening. I realize that things change and that we've changed, but we weren't supposed to, you know.
What? Do it?
Yeah, that.
Don't look at me like I'm the guilty one. You were there too. You were the one who put on romantic music, opened a bottle of red wine, and wore that new cologne I bought you. I mean, honestly, our attraction for each other has been building up for how many lifetimes? Are you saying you didn't try to seduce me a teeny weeny bit?
Well, I'm a man. I'm sort of a man. Some form of man. And of course I'm gonna try and seduce you.
Oh, so it's my job to resist you.
Well, yeah, at least until our son is born and we're married.
Doesn't that order seem a little strange to you?
No.
You couldn't have expected me to wait that long.
Well, we've waited before.
Things change.
Things change. Things change. Mary, you're a symbol of hope to millions of women.
Oh, hope for what? To never have sex, to still inevitably be crumpled over in pain from childbirth? It's not like I'm sleeping around. You're the only one. Doesn't that make you feel better?
No. How can you be saying these things?
Don't you see we've evolved along with the rest of humanity? It was God who made me feel this attracted to you. The intensity between us is overwhelming. Maybe if you had proposed earlier, none of this would have happened.
Oh, now it's my fault. I was scared, okay?
Of what? Marriage?
Well, I've gotten over it now. Now I'm ready.
The mere fact that you have commitment issues, Joe, should be enough evidence that you and I are changing.
Still, he would not want us to do the physical act before the birth of Christ.
You mean do it? Look, I know it's a sacred act. If anyone knows that, it's me. I am so tired of being perfect and chaste and pure. You don't think I haven't thought about this over and over. And besides, what is this God is a he business? God comes in all forms. Man, woman, plant, animal. Why do you always have to make God male?
Because I can relate to him better that way.
See?
That's cute, Mary. What is that, feminist humor?
Look, we have had the same arrangement since God knows when. I think it's time we change the rules. Whose rules are they, anyways? They're not God's. They're not our child's. They're humans' rules. They're man-made rules.
Mary, you're acting crazy.
No, I'm not. And besides, you're acting like a hypocrite. You're the one who doesn't want to commit. How long has it taken for you to even propose to me?
All that doesn't matter. Now I want you to marry me.
So now you want to get married?
Well, it is the divine plan.
What plan?
The whole you and me, baby, marriage plan.
We're not talking about just any baby.
I realize that, Mary. I know. I should have asked you a long time ago.
Everybody knows that.
It's just been so difficult the past couple of times. You meet someone, she's so hot. There's this, as you say, there's this overwhelming attraction for each other. You start to date, to get to know each other.
We already know each other.
Not in the same way we don't. It's always different. You're different. Then blam, you wake up, it's a year later, and you start to finish each other's sentences. She starts to borrow your shirts. She wants to take you shopping to freshen up your wardrobe. Then you go out for breakfast, and she still wants to talk. All you want to do is read your paper and drink your coffee, but no, she wants to read you the horoscope section.
Who is this she you're talking about? Is she me?
No, I was just speaking generally. Well, yes, she's you. I'm talking about you, about us.
Why am I not feeling flattered here? Yes, we're destined for each other, and yes, we always find one another. But God wants us to love, to be in love, to be loving parents.
I know.
I'm asking if you love me. Do you still love me, Joseph?
I've always loved you.
Then what's the problem?
A lot of men have commitment issues.
Are you a man?
I really don't know. I feel like a man. I always feel like a man.
And I always feel like a woman. So we're supposed to have these feelings.
Really?
We shouldn't be so hard on ourselves. I mean, we're having a baby. A beautiful baby girl.
What did you just say?
Well, that was my surprise. We're having a girl.
How do you know that?
I just know. After we made love, I had a dream. God was there in the form of an old wise man. He held my hand and said how proud he was.
See, you said he. You just said God was a he.
This time I said he. Next time I might say she, or butterfly, or tree. Will you let me finish, please?
Sorry.
And God said that you and I were learning more this time than we ever had, and he was pleased. Pleased because as we have evolved, so has our child, so does the world. He said, Mary, you're going to be a mother. You're going to have a girl. This girl will grow into a woman, and she will fill the world with goodness and light. She will help many to have joy even when there is so much sorrow.
How come you always get to have those God appears to you and says enlightening things kind of dreams?
He loves both of us. He's proud of what we created.
You mean what he created?
No, what we have all created.
Mary, I'm scared. All this growing, evolving stuff, it's so, it's like...
Difficult?
Mary?
Yeah?
I'm sorry I've been acting so distant.
It's okay.
I'm scared that this means...
That this means what?
That I might not see you again. Maybe we've evolved all we can.
Humanity is far from being at a place where there's no more corruption.
I need time to think.
You do? Do you promise to love me? To stand by my side no matter what?
Yes.
And I promise to love you and cherish you. I promise to stand by you.
What are we doing?
I'm marrying us.
You can't do that.
Will it make you feel better if we are?
Yes, it would.
Then, poof, it's done. We're hitched and we're having a girl.
How do you know it worked?
Because God told me.
God told you what?
Our souls are already married, Joe. We've already decided this to be together a long time ago.
I don't remember. Help me to remember, Mary.
Come here. Now do you remember?
Still foggy.
And now?
A little bit clearer. This may take a while.
We've got plenty of time. Trust me.
I trust you.
Do I look darker?
Don't be ridiculous, Nance. It's only been an hour.
How come aliens never come to the city? I mean, they always show up on a farm or along an abandoned road or something.
Too many people, they get spotted too easy. You know, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you can't be traced. There they can do their little landings and experiments and take off again. Poof. Just like that.
Just like that.
So?
Aren't you gonna ask?
No.
It's the Janet Jackson diet. 4 pounds! All I eat is celery, low-fat chicken, get this, peppermint patties, and popcorn. I'm telling you, you should get on this.
Who says I want to be Janet Jackson?
Why are you always so negative, Hill? It's just mind over matter.
Mrs. Helen Brodstein, this is the police department.
Look at him go.
We want to work with you. Please just stay calm.
I wonder if they have to take a course on this stuff. Jumpin' 101. Or maybe they just have to memorize a paragraph or two. This guy sounds like he's reading it off the page. Oh, he is so cute.
Please come down, Miss Brewstein. We just want to talk to you.
He must be new. You think someone would have told him already. You know what? I bet they're pranking on him. Sent the rookie out here just to tease him. Poor Helen.
Oh, please. She does it just to get attention. It's been more frequent since her sister moved in. She hates her sister. Her sister hates her.
Nah, it's still the loss of Lenny. Just look at her up there, all dressed in that old black dress. It's like she was just on her way to the funeral. It's really sad, Nance. I mean, what if we end up like that? All alone with nothing but a memory and a tacky dress.
Please come down, Miss Brewstein.
You're not even listening.
He is so incredibly luscious. Hmm. Maybe I should offer my humble assistance, you know, in an emergency situation such as this.
Oh, I see. The Good Samaritan Act. Nice. You know, did it ever occur to you that men are not cattle? You can't just round them up when the occasion fits and then keep them all herded up in your little black book.
Wait a minute here, Miss Jealousy Factor. I thought we already went over this. You keep your judgments to yourself, and I don't remind you the last time you had a date.
If I remember from that discussion, we also decided that best friends should not say hurtful things.
Discussion, huh? Since when do you put your sentences together like that?
Please come down, Miss Brewstein.
That university is playing with your mind and making your sentences sounding all stuck up.
Oh, talk about jealousy factors.
Oh, please. Like, I want to sit in a classroom all day hearing some guy yak about the meaning of life.
Drop it.
Look, you set your expectations too high. Since we was in high school, always waiting for some perfect combo like Tarzan and Einstein rolled into one.
He's coming over, Nance.
Oh, shit. How do I look?
Oh, you're so pathetic.
Good afternoon there, ladies. I'm with the police department.
We know.
Your neighbor, Miss Helen Brewstein. She appears to be attempting suicide.
Wow, you are so good.
We were wondering if you knew any information that could be helpful. For example, if you know, to start, why she might be up there.
Oh, it's a tragic story, really. Her husband a few years ago passed away and she hasn't been the same since. Poor Helen.
Poor Helen.
So, ever since, she's been prone to fits.
Has she ever attempted something like this before?
Let me see if I recall. My memory is so bad at critical times such as these.
Look, that's Helen. She's been trying to jump off that roof every year since her husband died, but she doesn't really want to do it. She just wants to feel special in her own sick way. And besides, you're pretty new, huh?
Well, I've been on the force for 3 months now.
Doesn't it seem vaguely suspicious that they sent you out on such an important call with hardly any backup?
Well, I thought that, never mind. Thank you for the information.
Look, I can get it down. Give me that thing.
Helen, can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you such a hard time.
Helen,
Look, I thought it was odd that you two were just sitting around watching, but this is even more disturbing. Ellen. This is a woman's life we're talking about. It may seem like a joke to you. To me, it's the first time I've really felt important. It's,
It's special.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's special.
Mrs. Brewstein, it's time for you to come down. You've scared this nice, and might I add, incredibly cute officer. So just come down.
I think it's wonderful you believe in what you do.
I always wanted to do something that helped people, keeping them safe. Even save lives.
Okay, Helen, your time is up. We all feel really bad for what happened with Lenny, but I promise to get you down. Helen, can you hear me? Helen, I mean it.
That's why I went back to school. Even at my age, I wanted to find something useful and meaningful to do.
Look, you old bag. I mean, Helen, it's time for you to get your buns down here. Something. Get you a makeover even. We'll get you out of that miserable black thing. I know your sister is probably really worried.
Ma'am, do you want to get a cup of coffee sometime?
Sure.
You're hopeless, Helen. I give up. Have fun up there. If you want, you can stop by the salon tomorrow and I'll give you a facial. God knows you're gonna need it after this.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put my report together, see if I can talk her down. Thank you very much, ladies.
Bye.
Ugh, that sure wasn't worth it. No man is worth me all sweaty and stressed out over some kooky old lady. Did he even look at me?
No.
That's so weird. Sorry about the date crack.
It's okay.
Maybe we should buy Helen a get-well card or something. Both sign it. You think we'll end up like her, Hill? I know I get all the dates, but you never know what could happen.
Don't worry, Nance. We'll still have each other, right?
Yeah, each other. Hey, look at this. Damn it. This lady seen Elvis twice, the local quickie mart. What I wouldn't give to meet Elvis. I mean, I don't care if he's ugly or fat, or even a ghost for that matter. He is still the king. How come the only people who spot him are old and unattractive? Oh, no, wait. Turn it up, Hill. Turn it up.
What?
The station. Turn it up. It's Can't Help Falling in Love with You from Elvis. That is so weird, like some cosmic Elvis fate thing.
You know, I think if you were Elvis coming back, you wouldn't want to meet an attractive woman like you, Nance. Then he would have too much reason to want to come back, you know, to be seen more. You couldn't really date each other, you know, dead or not, Nance. Besides, you're too much of a babe for him to handle.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Excuse me, Mr. Senator. Are you saying you didn't know anything about the kickbacks?
No, I don't know anything, and I'm deeply hurt by the accusations. This has taken a toll on my family, and I'm asking you to show some consideration.
Has this ever happened to you? You're trying to tell a lie, but you just can't call up enough phony emotion to make it believable. Well, we here at Phony Emotions Remote Control Service, or PERCS, can provide you with just such emotions, and right when they're needed. Here's a satisfied customer before he signed up.
Are you telling this court, General, that you had no knowledge of the massacre?
I swear to you, Your Honor, that I had no information in my possession that would have led me to believe that the village was not at the time in the control of the enemy. If civilians were caught in the crossfire, I would place the blame with the enemy for choosing a populated area for battle. And after...
Are you telling this court, General, that you had no knowledge of the massacre?
Dear God, no. The women, the children. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and when I think about how one of those children could have been her, and I think of the anguish of her parents, It makes me angry, Your Honor. The enemy did this. They tricked us into attacking, and the children were killed. I didn't know.
That's right. With our service, telling lies has never been so easy. From presidents and CEOs to cheating spouses, there's never been more need for phony emotions. And with everything being broadcast on television, you can't just have good scriptwriters. You have to be able to sell it. Here's how the senator could have read his scripted response with phony emotions. Excuse me, Mr. Senator, but are you saying you didn't know anything about the kickbacks?
No, damn you! I didn't know anything! And I'm deeply hurt by these damnable accusations. My family. Judy, I love you. My family. Oh, God. Show some consideration. This is a result of a far-reaching conspiracy involving... Well, I can't say, but please. Oh, dear God, show some consideration for my children.
Perks, it's not just for jerks. It's for you.
Hey, who are you calling a jerk? I'm President of the United States.
Damn. 8 o'clock.
I told you he wouldn't call.
You should trust him. Should I call him?
If he wanted to talk to you, he would have called, wouldn't he?
Maybe he forgot.
Don't be a sap. He's not interested.
It's probably just an innocent mistake. I'm calling.
You'll be sorry.
He'd never do anything to hurt you.
He won't even be home.
Be warm, but not too warm.
He's cavorting in some other woman's bed this very minute.
Hello?
Hooray!
Greetings, dickweed!
Hey, it's me.
The woman of your dreams.
Oh, hi.
He's obviously thrilled.
I never doubted him for a second.
It's 8 o'clock.
Time to break my heart.
You said you'd call me.
Darling, sweetie, angel.
Oh, yeah.
It must have just slipped his mind.
He remembers.
Wouldn't have far to slip after all.
Could you hold on a sec?
While I search for the words.
While I tell my lover to keep quiet.
To describe how wonderful you are.
Nitwit, dumbass, numbskull. Let it go to the machine, I said.
Tell him how you feel.
Tell the bastard to screw off.
With your voice, not with words.
You're completely fucked this time.
Don't worry, she's gaga over you. Just play it cool.
Sorry, my kettle was boiling.
Like she's gonna believe that one.
Lying skank.
He's had a rough day.
So what's up?
I think I know the answer to that one.
He can't bear to be without you.
She totally wants you. Just be casual.
Not much.
Great answer.
I love you.
She's a loser, baby.
I dig the sound of her voice.
A desperate, no life loser.
Oh, yeah?
So, why don't you kill me?
Now's your chance, girl.
So I don't have to talk to you.
Yeah.
Could you possibly be any more pathetic?
I am totally visualizing her chest right now.
You're just a loser.
Do you believe in true love?
She's a hottie with a body, dude.
Well, I do.
Not much.
She would totally jump your bones, Mr. Jones.
He's so lonely for you.
Loser! Loser, baby!
Just kinda hanging out.
Dreaming of you.
Somebody get me a shovel.
Why don't you... kill yourself.
Remember that time at that party?
Kill yourself and take me with you.
Will you quit it with the goddamn singing already?
That one party?
Fuck off, loser bitch, baby.
Hello?
It was that party at Tim's.
You're the loser, grunge boy.
Hello?
Oh yeah, Tim's.
You're in deep shit, baby.
Who are you talking to, honey?
That's where we met.
It's just Jean.
She's pretty cool.
Oh.
You two-timing bastard.
Does she have beer?
What's up, Jean?
You cheating, backstabbing bastard. I guess you won't get laid tonight after all.
Not much.
You were looking fine at that party.
At least I'm not a loser virgin, baby.
What's up with you?
I was really drunk.
Is he doing that singing shit again?
Me too.
Yes, he is, and it's so obnoxious.
I was drunker than both of you.
Not much.
No way.
I'd rather be a virgin than sleep with you, baby.
Way.
You were so wasted. I was worried.
We're just chilling.
I was totally wasted.
Sleeping with you is like fucking the dead, baby.
I nearly passed out.
Lick my left one, cocksucker.
No way.
Lick my other left one.
Way.
We're just hanging out.
I had no idea you were such a partier.
Fucking bitches. Fucking loser bitches.
No doubt.
Oh yeah?
That's it, asshole.
I've got some beer.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're going down.
Well, I better let you go.
Do you guys want some?
First you have to get me, before you can beat me.
Oh, yeah?
This is so awesome.
Smile, you son of a...
I'll see you guys.
I think I have a half a joint in my pocket.
Final!
I have a lighter.
Take it easy.
Miss me, miss me.
Do you smoke?
Now you gotta kiss me.
Have a good one.
Sometimes.
Kiss my ass.
You gotta hold it in.
Mine too.
Take it easy.
Like this.
Ah, shit.
He gets the best weed.
Fucking whores.
See you later.
We may be fucking whores. But we ain't fucking you.
Oh, dude.
Bye.
Mr. Fiedler?
Yes, Miss Covington?
Mr. Ragnarsson is here to see you.
Excellent. Send him right in.
Mr. Fiedler.
Ah, Mr. Ragnarsson, it's a pleasure to see you again.
Yes, I'm sure. Please call me James.
Well then, James, my colleagues report that your interviews with them have gone very well, and...
They're very impressed.
Yes, they were indeed. You're certainly not shy, now are you, James?
No, I'm not. I believe in taking a direct approach. You're going to offer me a job, aren't you?
Well, now, I can't exactly say...
Oh, sure. There are still a few formalities and procedures and whatnot to go through, but the fact is, the decision has all but been made, hasn't it?
You're quite shrewd, James. I like that. And since you're a man who doesn't like to beat around the bush, I won't either. We are very impressed with you, and we would like to offer you the position. We just need to go over your manager's agreement, which Miss Covington has prepared for us. So if you'll just look it over and add your signature at the bottom next to mine.
I see the ordinarily blank line marked salary has a figure of $50,000 penciled into it.
That's correct, James. Your starting salary is $50,000, with full medical, dental, disability, and pension benefits. 3 weeks...
Yes. But what would my compensation be if I actually came to work?
Sorry?
Surely you wouldn't offer such a paltry sum unless you want me to just stay home and amuse myself now, would you?
I'm afraid I don't...
Though I suppose I could work on my golf game.
Now see
or
here...
Or help the servants with the children.
Mr. Ragnar...
I could even wash the dishes. Do you know how long it's been since I've so much as touched a dirty dish?
No.
I don't either. Oh, well, I apologize for the digression. Now, what were we talking about?
We were discussing...
Oh, yes, my compensation. Yes, indeed. I'm afraid, Mr. Fiedler, that I must ask that I be required to come into the office on a regular basis. It would simply be bad form otherwise. However, if I am to do that, I must insist on at least 60,000.
That's entirely reasonable, I think. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, of course.
7 o'clock?
Sharp.
That's what I like to hear. This organization is in dire need of a man like you, James. Someone who will take the bull by the horns, who won't take no for an answer, who's unafraid to make bold decisions, who will lead us to the top of our field.
Excuse me, Mr. Fiedler.
What is it, James?
Well, I don't see any reference to all that in this agreement.
I don't understand.
I must tell you, sir, that if you actually want me to do some work, well, that's really going to cost you.
Naturally, we expect you to do...
I don't see anything in this agreement that requires me to perform any work-resembling activity whatsoever.
Let me see that.
Now, I am quite willing to do more for you than just taking up office space, flirting with the executive assistants, and drinking your lackluster coffee. But I'm afraid I can't accept anything less than $75,000 and 4 weeks of vacation.
Fine. That's just fine, James. I'll just add a provision here. Must actually perform job duties described above. And let's see, $75,000, 4 weeks vacation. There. Miss Covington, could you come in here, please? Now, if you will be so kind as to add your signature, Mr. Ragnar...
James.
James. Yes, yes, if you'll just sign here, your career with us can commence.
There you are, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, James. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Shall I deliver this to HR?
Yes, right away.
If you don't mind, sir, I do have one final question.
And what would that be?
Am I to be trained as an executive?
Well, you'll be given a thorough orientation in all facets of our operation, our policies and procedures.
What exactly does an executive do?
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
Well, if I'm to be vice president of this company, in order to perform my duties effectively, it would make sense for me to know how I am supposed to go about doing them, don't you think?
Well, your previous experience...
But I've never managed anyone before.
Excuse me?
I've never been a manager, much less a vice president.
You've never... But your resume says you were assistant supervisor of youth development...
Yes, that was my job title.
What did you actually do?
I worked in the daycare, sir.
You what?
I suppose I could read picture books to my subordinates.
What about Hancock and White?
Associate transportation coordinator.
So you were actually...
Parking lot attendant.
Parking lot attendant?
Yes, but my job was, in fact, associate transportation coordinator.
So at Grubb, Hackney and Phillips,
clean toilets.
Wooster Incorporated?
Coffee boy.
Burlington Industries?
I walked the boss's poodle.
The boss's poodle?
It won best in show at the Midwestern...
You're
Dog.
A fraud!
Well, sir, with all due respect, you did hire me and we did sign a contract.
Not so fast, James. Miss Covington! Miss Covington!
You really should have quit while you were ahead, Mr. Fiedler.
What are you talking about? Miss Covington!
Well, you could have paid me $50,000 to stay at home and do nothing, but now you're going to have to pay me $75,000 in severance money to terminate our contract.
Never!
Or else this firm is going to go down as the only one in history to hire a babysitting parking lot janitor dog walker as an executive vice president in charge of marketing. Now, if you just sit down for a moment, I've drawn up a little agreement we can talk about.
Thank you for listening to Sudden Radio Project, Symphony No. 5. Contributors to this edition of the Sudden Radio Project include Deborah Perry, Todd Greblow, John Severin, Andrew Stelzer, Sarah Thompson, Emily Young, Blake Kincaid, Stephanie Wickman, Mary Pearson, and Eli Osterberg. Until next time, remember, wear your sunblock.
Cha-Cha Club.
Getting up from my long winter's nap.